Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here till 5. And it is time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. True stories of dumb people making the news because they're dumb. And then we vote on the dumbest. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A Miami man who was pulled over for having his windows tinted was arrested after police found 11 trash bags full of marijuana. The Lee County Sheriff's Office pulled over a Toyota van for having their windows tinted, which is illegal in the county. As the detective approached the vehicle, the driver took off. So he eventually stopped and then fled on foot into the woods. Deputies found 11 trash bags full of freshly harvested marijuana in the van. The marijuana weighed in at 355 pounds with a street value of more than $1 million. The man is in jail currently in lieu of bond.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two. A man was arrested using an electric scooter to steal from a Walmart, even though he was carrying over $1,000 in cash. Walmart employee witnessed the man take the items and leave the store without rendering payment. The police report said officers found the following items in his possession: 2 Everstart car batteries, 2 bow stitch drills, 2 Advil bottles, 1 Neosporin, 1 Gold Bond spray. Total value of the items, $393.56. The man was arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where it was discovered that he was carrying $1,330 in cash. There's been no explanation as to why the man did not use the cash to pay for the items.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes 3.
Dummy number 3. Dummy number 3. Dummy 3. Dummy number 3 is being read by our reader this week. His name is Steve for being our reader. Steve wins a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Steve.
This is Steve for You Big Dummy. A Florida man was arrested after he stole a Maserati during a test drive. He was easy to find because the man had to provide his license before going on the test drive. Michael McGaffrey II, 45, faces a charge of grand theft. According to the police report, McGaffrey drove off with the 2016 Maserati Gran Turismo, valued at $150,000. McGaffrey asked the salesman if he could test drive the car by taking it to the Boca Raton Resort and Club, where his girlfriend was staying. When McGaffrey arrived at the resort, he asked his valet supervisor to keep the car warm while he took the salesman to show him his father's boat. McGaffrey and the salesman walked to the dock, but there was no boat. McGaffrey then told the salesman he would be right back. After 30 minutes passed, the salesman returned to the valet and noticed that the Maserati was gone. It didn't take police long to track McGaffrey down, since the salesman still had McGaffrey's driver's license, which he had to provide to take the test drive. Now back to you, Nick.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great, I gotta say.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
I hit the wrong button. Dummy. Dummy number four. A Walmart employee, was this Walmart week? A Walmart employee was arrested Monday night after attempting to swap out cash in a store safe with counterfeit bills. On Sunday, an employee noticed the fake bills in the safe's cash bundle and told a manager, who took a closer look at the money. The 76 bills, totaling in $7,600, were blue in appearance, having a different thickness. It also had the words, "For motion picture use only," printed on them. After a review of the surveillance footage, officials found the employee who made the switch and who was then arrested.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah. Dummy number five. A cheating boyfriend was busted because of a Burger King Instagram post. A January 11th post on Burger King's Instagram page received a comment from user Jordan Von Smith, who wrote, "My girl legit took 20 minutes ordering in the drive-thru last night. Those Whoppers were worth it, though, LOL." The comment soon received a reply from the user's girlfriend, Instagram user Sean Lee Rose. "Excuse me, Jordan? I don't recall going last night. Who are you talking about?" she wrote. A follow-up comment told Jordan to answer his blankin' phone. The boyfriend shot back, "You need to chill out. I was with Kit Cass, and we were just catching up." Kit Cass replied to the threat, saying, "Please don't bring me into this." Shane Lee replied, "Too late, Jordan. Your stuff is in front of the house." Other commenters on the Instagram post were shocked to witness the exchange. Did I seriously just witness a breakup on BK's Instagram? One user asked.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Oh, my God. All right. We have to pick. Let's see, we're going to recap here. We got the dummy who got pulled over for tinted windows and had 11 garbage bags full of pot in the car. The dummy who stole stuff on his scooter despite having a bunch of cash. The dummy who tried to steal a car despite the fact he gave the dealership his license. The dummy who tried to swap out counterfeit money in a Walmart safe. And the dummy boyfriend who got busted cheating on a Burger King Instagram post. All right, Dan, what do you...
I feel bad for listener Steve, because I think any other week, that story, which is basically like a plot line from a bad 80s movie.
Oh, yeah.
Would be our winner. Yeah. But our Instagram quarrel has to be my choice.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm with Dan on that one.
You're going with the Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram. Absolutely. It's unanimous. Instagram. I mean, it's without question. That is unbelievably funny. That is so funny. Don't bring me into this. That's fantastic. But I got to say, Steve, great job reading it. And that story about the guy who left his license. I just like the fact that he brought the guy out to the dock and then he's like, "Yeah, I'll be right back." And the guy waited a half an hour. What kind of a dealership guy is that? He waited a half an hour? 5 minutes, man. And you go looking for the guy. It's a Maserati. All right. Anyway, our dummy of the week is the dummy who got busted on the Burger King Instagram. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll jump into Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then officially Fly Jams Friday will begin. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stumped, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. Yeah, that's right. It's Friday. That means Straight Out of Context. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And at 6, it's the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. It is Friday. That means, straight out of context, that is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context that sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, shall we?
Yes.
Okay.
We begin with Eric and you. Oh, all right.
Are we having issues?
We are in a second. Can you buy me a minute here?
Yeah, of course I can. By the way, Dan was telling me off the air that we've been getting some texts from people who went to a midnight show of Kong, Skull Island, and are reporting that evidently I'm going to lose my mind when I see it.
You're going to rip up chairs?
I'm just going to start going nuts, evidently. It's unbelievable. And this is several texts that we were getting from listeners who went to the midnight show of Kong Skull Island, and evidently it absolutely rules. And all the reviews that I've read for it have been really good. And they tell me to stay through the end credits. So I guess there's a little treat after the credits. So there you go, and I'll be seeing that tomorrow at 5 p.m. in IMAX 3D. And I will prepare to wear a helmet. I don't know what that means.
You don't want to hurt yourself.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Or others. I think you would hurt others around you. But
right. All right. I'm going to be with my parents, so I will not hurt them.
Okay. Well,
because
good.
Because I love them.
Because they're your family.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Are we good now?
I think so.
We'll
give a shot here. Eric, heard this one of you.
Oh, man. Was it dirty? It was so good. What was I talking about?
Richard Panik's goal.
Oh, it was dirty, man. It was dirty. It was filthy. It was so awesome. Okay.
Trucker T submitted this one of Patty Vasquez.
A little spicy. Got in the back of my throat. Should not have thrown that down my throat.
God. All right.
Dwayne from McHenry emailed this one of Dave Plyer.
The Star Spangled Banger.
What? All right.
Brian sent in this one of Rokan.
After 83 times, you blow one. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Just one?
Oh, man. All right.
My good friend Mark Guess and Kathy Naniok heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
There you go.
You can get the bigger one, bigger circumference, and slide it inside there.
Esmeralda just loves the Lou quotes. Okay.
Brian is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, another Lou.
You could do a little bit of trimming quickly, probably in the next couple weeks, pre-spring trimming, so that you have things looking good.
It's the best time to do that, is right before the spring. Yeah. All right.
And another one of Lou.
Paint the end of the tip with lipstick.
Oh, no. What? What? I heard Esmeralda through. And by the way, your door is closed, Dan. My door is closed. We're in a soundproof studio.
What is going on?
I heard Esmeralda through that. You kind of lost your mind on that one, Esmeralda.
Come on.
It's actually a practical tip about making sure your lock is coming into place, but yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, all right, Lou.
Brian. Brian brings us this one of Dean.
I had goosebumps while he was doing it.
All right,
this next one. Brian, Johnsburg AJ, and our own Joey Gelman and Ernie Scranton brings us this opus involving Dean, Elton Jim Toronto, and Dave Schwann.
Is there a way to eat this correctly? Should I lick the whole side?
I think everyone has their own licking technique.
As you work your way through this, you bite into a different flavor.
Yeah,
right.
This is awesome. Should I get all of them at one time and like a taste explosion?
What I'm noticing here is you're more of a licker. Schwani is more of a biter.
After a while, it gets soft.
my God. What were they eating?
Rainbow ice creams.
They were what?
Rainbow ice cream.
Oh, cones. Rainbow ice cream. Okay. That's hilarious. Okay.
You and Esmeralda pointed out this one of you and Esmeralda.
With a bone sticking out of your mouth.
Yeah, because I go, you know, if there's a bone there, I go all out on the...
We were talking about our fantastic dinner at the greatest restaurant of all time, the Gale Street Inn, last week. Thank you, Gale Street Inn, galestreet.com.
Tanker Bob submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
You can hide it kind of in, like, a bush.
Uh-huh.
And another one of you and Esmeralda from Wild Bill.
That
didn't feel that long.
Oh, are you kidding me? All right.
Our own Mike Jacobson emailed this one of Dean.
I love a good flap.
Okay.
Aaron Bryan sent in this one of Mark Carmen.
It's like super erect, and then he moves it into another position.
What? What? Oh, my God. All right.
Kurt heard this one of you.
That's like a 4.5-hour duty right there, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I've had those mornings. All right.
Eric is responsible for the next couple of ones. First up, Pete McMurray.
Did Dave eat the sausage? Yep.
Okay.
And this one of Dean.
I don't know if I eat it every day, but I could definitely eat it every day.
Okay. Jeez, Dean.
And this one of Wendy, also submitted by Tim and Brian.
I'm not touching that.
The creepy little laugh, Bill's creepy little laugh there added to that, I got to say. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one, Ivana de Vlantes.
9, you're fine. 10, you're mine.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, all right.
Tom and our good friend Jim Laskowski sent in this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Trying to get us to do Jim.
Well, why don't they just do Jim? Real shocking that Jim Laskowski thought about that one. All right.
Kathy, Don from Marengo, Harold, Brad, and a bunch of texters heard this one of you.
You pulled a knob and the stuff shot out and you closed the lid. That's it. I was talking about making a shake at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I was. All right.
Brad submitted this exchange between Wendy and Steve Bertrand.
How will you fit it in?
Well, I better shut up now so we can do it.
Oh, man. That's a good one. That's good.
Brian from Bartlett emailed this exchange between Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis.
I go full tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Karen and Harold heard this one of Rokan.
Little salty balls.
Whoa! Okay.
Jesse submitted this one of Eric Childress.
And he takes a dab of this and a dash of that, and he puts it into this hole.
Okay.
Matthew emailed this one of you.
I like the old woman who's in bed the best. The slap it or smack it or clap it or whatever the hell it's called.
The clapper.
Yeah, the clapper.
Harold and our own Vic Vaughn sent in this one of Esmeralda.
Mine go up and down. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And finally, Scott heard this one of you.
Well, so far, Vic's the only one that scored at all. Well, look at him. He's a handsome man. Okay.
He's, what was the word?
Swarthy.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's a swarthy man.
He's a swarthy man. Boy, that was a long time ago when we referred to him as swarthy. All right. Should we break?
Yeah, why don't we break?
All right. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday will officially commence. But let's break here for weather and traffic.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Nick D Show Spies. We do this every Friday morning. Listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
All right, our spies this week are Peter and Decatur, Brian, Wild Bill, Tony, and Brad. This first one requires a little bit of a setup. So with John Williams coming back to WGN Radio.
Yes.
Bill and Wendy's show is changing a little bit. From 10 a.m. to noon, they will be on WGN. And then from noon to 1, they're going to do a special web-only version of the show on the WGN app and on the WGN radio stream.
Mm.
So they were having one of the tech guys come on to explain the whole process, and you came up as part of that.
He's in tomorrow, and he's going to explain to Bill how to listen to us.
Yeah.
And you might want to be in for the ride, listeners, because then if you're unsure how to listen to the stream, if you have the app, it's really easy.
Right.
I do have the app because I like listening to Nick DiGilio straight out of context to see how many times I am featured. And
prominently.
Not anymore.
No?
Now it's you.
Oh, how about that? I wonder what happened.
I'm bringing you down.
I guess so. Oh, that's all right. Okay. All right. Now, Wendy was represented this week a couple of times. Yeah. And by the way, John comes back Monday. John comes back on Monday. I love the J-Dub. Glad that he's back. Okay.
All right. The second clip is just a quick one. Patty was talking to people about their favorite cocktails, and she brought up one of your pet peeves from movies.
You know what's funny is I was just thinking about this during the news. One of Nick D's pet peeves is when someone in a movie walks up to the bartender and says, "Give me a beer," because the bartender's going to take that as an order, and he's right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me nuts. Walk into you get a TV show, movie, somebody walks into the bar, goes, "Give me a beer," and they get one. No. No. All right. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for being spies and being dirty-minded.